Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Theory of Human Motivation is Abraham H. Maslow's foundational exploration of why people act the way they do and what drives growth, achievement, and well-being. Best known for introducing a hierarchy of needs framework, the work argues that human motivation is not random or purely mechanical. Instead, it reflects layered needs that range from basic survival and safety to belonging, esteem, and higher psychological fulfillment. Written in the context of early 20th century psychology, Maslow challenges approaches that reduce behavior to simple stimulus-response patterns or single-drive explanations. He proposes a more holistic view that considers the whole person, the surrounding environment, and the shifting nature of goals as needs become satisfied. The result is a compact but influential text that helps shape humanistic psychology, management thinking, education, and counseling. This hardcover library edition presents the essay in a durable format suited for students, researchers, and readers who want a classic reference point for understanding motivation and personal development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, motivation as a structured system of needs. Maslow frames motivation as an organized system rather than a collection of unrelated urges. He argues that people experience multiple needs at once, but certain needs tend to dominate behavior when they are unmet. This view shifts attention from isolated behaviors to the broader pattern of what a person is trying to secure in life. The model is often discussed as a hierarchy, where more basic needs generally take priority over higher-level aspirations. When basic needs are threatened, attention narrows toward immediate relief. When they are reasonably satisfied, attention broadens and new aims become compelling. Importantly, Maslow treats motivation as dynamic and context-sensitive, not as a fixed ladder that everyone climbs in a single order. Individuals differ in their circumstances, temperament, and history, so the same situation can elicit different motivations. In practical terms, the framework helps readers interpret why a change in environment, security, or belonging can dramatically alter performance, mood, and decision-making. It also introduces the idea that growth-oriented motives become more visible after stability has been achieved, offering a bridge between psychology and everyday questions about ambition, resilience, and meaningful work. Secondly, physiological and safety needs as the base layer. The opening layers of Maslow's framework focus on physiological needs and safety needs, emphasizing that motivation begins with survival and stability. Physiological concerns include the fundamental requirements for functioning, such as adequate rest, nourishment, and health. When these are disrupted, they can dominate attention and shape choices in powerful ways. Safety needs expand the picture beyond immediate survival to predictability, protection, and the reduction of threat. Maslow highlights that safety is not only physical, but also psychological and social, involving order, structure, and trust in one's surroundings. This base layer matters because it explains why higher goals may stall when conditions are unstable. A person may value learning, creativity, or status, yet still struggle to pursue them if they feel unsafe, chronically stressed, or deprived. For organizations and institutions, this insight is a reminder that motivation cannot be engineered through slogans alone. Working conditions, fair policies, reliable resources, and a sense of security are motivational forces. For individuals, the model encourages honest assessment of foundational constraints and supports the idea that meeting basic needs is not selfish but necessary groundwork for long-term growth and contribution. Thirdly, belonging and love needs in social life. After basic stability, Maslow emphasizes the motivational pull of belonging, connection, and affection. People seek friendships, family bonds, community membership, and acceptance within groups. When belonging needs are unmet, individuals may experience loneliness, social anxiety, or a persistent sense of exclusion that colors how they interpret events. Maslow treats these needs as legitimate drivers of behavior, not as secondary luxuries. They influence choices about where to live, which jobs to keep, and how to present oneself in daily interactions. This portion of the framework helps explain why social environments can amplify or weaken motivation. A supportive group can make challenges feel manageable, while a hostile or indifferent group can drain energy and reduce persistence. It also offers a lens for understanding conflict between personal goals and group approval, since people often trade autonomy for acceptance or vice versa. In education, leadership, and counseling, the belonging layer suggests that building trust and inclusion is not only morally valuable, but also motivationally practical. For readers, the takeaway is that improving motivation may involve strengthening relationships, finding aligned communities, and addressing barriers to connection rather than simply trying harder in isolation. Fourthly, esteem, competence, and the need for respect. Maslow distinguishes belonging from esteem, arguing that once people feel connected, they often strive for respect, competence, and recognition. Esteem needs include inner confidence and a sense of mastery, as well as external appreciation from others. Maslow suggests that these needs shape aspirations, work habits, and resilience, because individuals want to feel capable and valued. When esteem is chronically thwarted, people may become discouraged, overly dependent on approval, or reluctant to take risks. When esteem is supported, people tend to show greater initiative and persistence. A key contribution of this topic is its balance between internal and external sources of esteem. Maslow implies that healthy motivation does not rely solely on praise, nor does it ignore social feedback. It develops through real achievement, skill building, and environments that fairly acknowledge effort. In modern terms, this layer connects to professional development, performance evaluation, and the psychology of confidence. For readers applying the framework, it encourages practical steps such as setting achievable challenges, tracking progress, and seeking constructive feedback. It also warns against systems that humiliate, discount contributions, or create arbitrary status games, because these can derail motivation even when basic needs are met. Lastly, self-actualization and the pursuit of growth. At the upper end of Maslow's model is self-actualization, the drive to realize one's potential and to become more fully oneself. Maslow presents this as a growth-oriented motivation that becomes salient when lower needs are sufficiently satisfied. Rather than focusing on deficiency or lack, self-actualization emphasizes development, creativity, purpose, and authenticity. It is not a single achievement or a badge of superiority, but a continuing orientation toward meaningful work and personal integration. This topic also clarifies why people who appear successful may still feel restless or unfulfilled. If they have met basic, social, and esteem needs yet lack opportunities for growth, their motivation can shift towards seeking new challenges, deeper values, and a sense of calling. The concept has influenced how educators, therapists, and leaders think about human potential and flourishing. For readers, it provides language for evaluating whether goals are merely compensations for insecurity or genuine expressions of values and strengths. It invites reflection on what environments make growth possible, how to cultivate creativity and autonomy, and how to align daily actions with a broader sense of meaning. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, foundational framework for understanding motivation, including psychology students, educators, managers, coaches, and anyone interested in personal development. It is also valuable for readers who feel stuck and want a practical lens for diagnosing what is really driving stress, procrastination, or dissatisfaction. The hierarchy of needs model can benefit a reader's life by providing a structured way to prioritize changes. It encourages addressing foundational issues like health, stability, and psychological safety before expecting consistent high performance or deep fulfillment. It also highlights the importance of relationships and esteem, offering guidance for building supportive environments at home and work. Compared with many modern motivation books that focus on hacks or narrow productivity tactics, Maslow's work stands out for its broad, human-centered perspective and its lasting influence across fields. It offers a conceptual map that readers can apply repeatedly as circumstances change, from career transitions to family life to leadership responsibilities. Buying this edition is worthwhile for those who want an enduring reference text that remains relevant, historically important, and directly applicable to everyday decisions about growth and well-being. If you would like to support Abraham H. Maslow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.